Proud sponsor of All Things Hospitality, Osborne Real Estate Group, located at 1117 2nd Street Northeast in Hickory, North Carolina, is your premier real estate agency based in Hickory and servicing the Charlotte metro area. Their team of realtors and agents bring over three decades of real estate experience with a commitment to outstanding service and a dedication to meeting the needs of their clients throughout their home buying and selling journey. Contact Osborne Real Estate Group at 828-455-5405.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to All Things Hospitality, the business of serving guests and creating experiences. Hello, I'm your host, Darlene Horn, and I am so excited that you're here today. And joining us today is going to be a very special guest. Her name is Mrs. Heidi Trejo, and she is a broker with the Osborne Real Estate Group here in Hickory. But before we begin our conversation, I want to start out by saying something about the podcast. During the My Story series of the podcast, what I like to do is share skills that are beneficial to working in the field of hospitality. And as far as Heidi, I've known Heidi for several years in the space of the school system, where I was a teacher assistant and she was a parent of little ones that went through the school where I worked. However, one of the reasons that I reached out to Heidi to be a part of my hospitality podcast, and specifically for her to tell her story, her personal story, is because of a skill of hers that actually got my attention. That is the skill of marketing. Now, I was going through my post and looking at social media, and I saw a post. This was back in January, where Heidi was simply holding a cup of coffee with the invitation to, quote, grab some coffee and chat about ownership. So that got my attention, and I knew right then that I wanted to reach out to her so that we can chat about home ownership and we can chat in this space. So right now, I would like to, and I'm very excited to welcome Mrs. Heidi Trejo to our conversation. So hello, Heidi. Are you there?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Darlene.
Yes, you're welcome. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Today is a very beautiful day. It's a great day to talk about serving the community.
Absolutely, and I'm ready to get out into this day, but we're going to have our conversation first. So what I wanted to do is, if you will, can you tell us a little about yourself and a little bit about how you found yourself in the field of hospitality?
Sure. So my name is Heidi Trejo. I am here in Hickory, North Carolina, and this is Catawba County, and I am a realtor with the Osborne Real Estate Group, and I recently became a broker and in North Carolina. In my previous past, I worked in the field of customer service, you know, marketing / you know, the digital community. And I did that for about 15 years. And then, you know, like 7 months ago, I decided to come into real estate. It is a lot like customer service, what I was doing previously before. But this time I get to interact with people one-on-one instead of companies, and I get to help out my community just, you know, with home ownership or with ownership of properties in the surrounding counties here in North Carolina.
Okay. That's wonderful to hear. And we've talked before, and I remember you saying that being in this business is a calling for you. More than just a career, it's a calling.
So, yes, being in the real estate business, I really feel like it is a great calling for myself because I am able to utilize some of the skills I've gained during my, you know, career history, in which I can educate and help people educate themselves or just help people obtain that dream of becoming either an owner of property of some kind of commercial or home ownership itself. And the reason I feel like that's my calling is it's because, you know, a lot of us just go around wondering whether is this a possibility? You know, could I obtain this dream? And I'm, you know, I've become so blessed that I was able to stumble upon this career, and then I was able to learn, you know, the ins and outs of home ownership or property ownership and how I can help each individual, because each individual is different and home ownership is different for everyone. And it's a very emotional process at the same time. So by me being bilingual and speaking, you know, English and Spanish, I'm able to help every community out, you know, like, and anybody in the community. And I'm also able to assist not only with home ownership, like if they wanted information about how to get started in the future as well. So I feel like it's a calling for me, you know, just because of my background and because of, you know, the knowledge that I know, and just because I love being out in the community and speaking to people and serving, you know, just being a realtor is serving the community, because you're guiding people to something either very important or, you know, a path of just, like I said, home ownership for the first time.
Right. And speaking of it being a calling, it's also you have a personal story about how you can relate to others that may think this is challenging, that it's challenging to purchase a home, so many steps. What do we need to do? Where do we start? Where do we begin? And you actually have a personal story about when you were a little girl that probably helps you relate to anything that anybody could bring to you about whether or not they can purchase a home. Can you share that story?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of I'm a migrant child. So, you know, my parents migrated from Mexico to the United States, and we were lucky enough to become citizens. And my mom became a widow when I was 14, and she was a widow with six small children. So obtaining a home just seemed super difficult, because not only were we six children with one mother, but, you know, my mom was not even a high school, you know, she didn't even finish high school. So just having a home itself was an impossible dream. And I just remember, you know, driving by a home and just wishing and thinking and saying, you know, dear God, you know, one day I would love, you know, for my family to have a home just like that. And, you know, I always say, you know, if you manifest something, you can turn your words into something great. You know, if you think it, you can achieve it. You know, and I know there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fear behind that goal, you know, but I think it's doable. And my mom did it. And I was so thankful and so proud of my mom. And just at that point, I knew that if my mom with six children could buy a home, that I could do anything in life that I would set my mind to. And helping people, you know, become owners of their own home is something that I am very thankful right now, because I can educate someone and say, don't give up. You know, the process is very simple. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help you. You know, I'm here to serve your needs. You know, let me help you achieve this, you know, and let's walk together. And, you know, let's get this done, even if it seems impossible at times.
Right. Right. And I did want to point out that the house that you were dreaming of and riding past, that was the particular home that your mom actually purchased.
Yes, that was. I was in shock, to be honest. Wow. Just because I never thought that would actually happen. And, you know, to this day, we still own that home. You know, we kept it. And, you know, every time we go to Florida, I just happen to stop by our home. It's nothing great. It's a little shack. But when I saw it, you know, in my little girl's eyes, I saw it as a dream, as a mansion, you know, as what you would think a home should be, you know?
Right.
So
yes, absolutely.
I think one of the hardest things, Darlene, sorry to interrupt, is, you know, the hardest things in life sometimes, you know, is just getting started, you know, crossing that bridge, you know, which, you know, are you going to make it through? And I always say anything is possible with the right people on your side, you know, with the right person that's going to help you, you know, with the right person that's going to help you hold your hand and walk through that process. And that's why, you know, hospitality is something I think it's very important to me, because I think I am able to, you know, to help someone obtain that goal.
And you also called yourself a hand holder, as I am, a hand holder, because you would walk them through step by step. So I love that image of a hand holder.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, you there are some different programs that you can share with anyone that was ready to buy a home. You mentioned when we talked before about some programs that can help. Can you share some of that about those programs?
Sure. There's different types. Yep, I was going to say there's different types of loans that a person can apply for. And it all really depends on your credit score, your history of, job, and, just make sure you're doing your taxes. But there's plenty of credit programs. There's actually a government assistance that will help you with your down payment so you don't have to do it alone. It's just steps that we have to go through. There's also USDA programs. In rural areas, you can buy a home with almost nothing down. And there's also government-backed loans that, you are able to obtain as well. But like I said, every loan, every home process depends on, each individual person.
Yeah, they're all unique. And you're willing to be there for the different, unique needs of your customers. That is wonderful to hear. And is there anything else that you would like to share about about your business, about the services that you provide?
Yeah, so like I said, my name is Heidi Trejo, and I just want to say I'm with the Osborne Real Estate Group here in Hickory, but I also serve Catawba, Burke, Caldwell, and the surrounding counties. And I just wanted to say it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or, maybe the size of your account, your checking account, or what you think you have. I think it's always to educate yourself in the process so you're not having someone else kind of tell you what to do, but you kind of educate yourself, and then I can help you, like you said, like we spoke in the past, holding each other's hands and walking through that finish line and becoming a homeowner.
Love it. Absolutely. So in closing, before we close, how can our listeners find you when they are ready to either buy or sell?
Sure. So I am available online on the Osborne Real Estate Group page. I'm also available on Facebook, Instagram, and then, under Heidi Trejo. And again, my number, in case anyone needs it, it's 828-302-0159, and I am here to assist.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. And I'm telling you, it has been inspirational, and I really appreciate you spending time actually chatting with me as you proposed on your post. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And there we are, a lot of important information and very inspirational conversation with Heidi Trejo about home ownership. And she left all of her information. I'm so thankful that we had a chance to have that conversation. And what I would like to do also is to thank our listeners for being a part of this broadcast. I thank you for being here. I look forward to talking to you all very soon. And I always look forward to talking to you. And please remember, you are invited to the table of hospitality. Take care, and we will talk soon.